This is Vectis Radio. For the people, by the people.
There's no stage. There's no door. But we called it stage door anyway.
It's time for the island's best events guide. Brought to you in association with whatsonwhite.com.
Oh, it's good to hear that applause, isn't it, Graham?
Yes, after 18 hours of, what was that track?
That was Phil. Genesis, mate. Abacab. Thanks for letting me introduce that. Shall we play it again?
Yeah, okay.
It's only about 6 minutes. Yeah, okay.
Because then we could go off and do something. What can you do in that 6 minutes? We could go shopping for a fortnight in the...
At the new Asda.
Yeah.
Other retail stores are available.
Are available, yes, of course, yes.
Yeah. No, welcome to Stage Door, which is the island's best events guide on Monday afternoons on Vectis Radio, probably. But before
certainly almost.
Yeah. But before we get round to doing any events at all, we've got an item for discussion at today's meeting, haven't we?
Oh, yeah,
Mr.
Yeah.
Chairman.
Yeah.
Which is, and you're the one who raised this a while ago, all those gadgets that you buy, you're tempted to buy, and they're very good at marketing them, aren't they?
Yeah.
So you fall for it, and then you get it home, and you think, why? Why did I do that? And most people now have got probably drawers, cupboards, floors full of cabled up gadgets that they never use.
Yeah.
So what sort of things have you fallen for?
Do you know who the worst retailer is for that?
Ooh.
Maplin's. Other electrical goods retailers are available. But I get their email, right, and I think, oh, I need that.
Yeah.
Oh, look at the price of that. They've brought that down.
Yeah.
Oh, so... Yeah.
Come on, what sort of thing then?
Okay, you know those... Right, bearing in mind, my house is very old, so I haven't got lots of smart technology and all that sort of stuff.
We just want to know what...
The light bulbs that change colour. You know, you can change the mood of the room and all that sort of stuff.
Yeah.
But you do it via the app on your phone.
Oh, did you fall for that?
Yeah, because I thought, oh, that's good, isn't it? I mean,
that's,
you know, fancy being able to go into a room and go, do you know, I fancy this in purple.
Yeah.
You know, on that's the noise of the app, that is.
That's all right.
And then after a few goes and a few moans, right, people going, oh, I'm going...
I can't see.
Can we just have, right, I was reading.
Yeah.
And, you know, it kind of like, it was a good idea. And then I thought...
The one that almost got me, but not quite... was an umbrella drone.
An umbrella drone?
Yeah. It's a fantastic idea. Apparently, and I'm not making this up, you could once buy one. It was a device that you sort of, if it was raining, you sort of get your drone in your hand, chuck it in the air, and then an umbrella opens up and it hovers over you. Guided by the GPS on your smartphone. So you're not holding an umbrella. You just got this drone over your head, protecting you from the rain.
But everybody knows there's a slight lag in GPS readings, right? So it's always going to be about an inch behind you, isn't it?
Exactly. Either that or some smart aleck will sort of quietly sort of bash it. So it veers off course. And it's probably sheltering someone in, I don't know, Wroxall, while you're walking in Newport.
Yeah.
I know.
Yeah.
So that's an idea that never
Wouldn't that be amazing,
off.
Though? I see what you did there.
Yeah,
wouldn't that be funny, though, if you could jam somebody's, like, hover drone umbrella and just... And the person go, well, where's that going, then? As they see it whiz off somewhere. I like that.
Yeah.
That's the sort of thing I would fall for as well.
Yeah, definitely. What else have you got? Any more?
Right. It's kind of a gadget, but bread makers. How many people have bought bread makers thinking, oh, that's a really good idea. We can make our own bread, right?
Well, that's a handy thing about a bread maker, isn't it? What, you can make your own bread, can you?
Yeah.
Is that what they do?
Shut up. So you go to the supermarket and you get all the, you know, the ingredients, right? Mm. And then you get to the tills and go, oh, blimey, that's a bit expensive, isn't it? You know?
Yeah.
But never mind, I'm going to be making my own bread, right? Yeah. And then after about three loaves, you kind of find out you don't actually eat that much bread. Not enough to warrant, you know, buying ingredients that are far more expensive than just going to the shelf and picking up a sliced loaf of bread.
Yeah, my other one is, lots of people have them, a thermometer, barometer thing.
Oh, yeah.
They're always made out of dark wood, aren't they?
Yeah.
Very ornate, sort of oval shapes connected together that you hang on your wall.
Mm-hmm.
And you think, oh, that's a really nice bit of kit, that. It looks really good. And you put it up there, and does anybody ever look at it? And what use are they? I mean, who cares?
We got one of those when we moved over to the island because we thought, like, you know, let's make it like a, you know, like a holiday home sort of thing.
Yeah.
And so we bought one and we put it in the hallway. I was a bit disgusted that I physically had to move the thing myself, right? I didn't realise. I thought it would have moved itself over to, like, you know, today's rain.
Oh,
I
didn't, no. It might be moved to another location.
Yeah, and kind of, you know, so I had to move it myself.
Ah, oh, rubbish.
And, oh,
what's the point of that?
Barely looked at it after that.
I know, it's supposed to predict the weather, but who needs it?
Yeah. I did have a very expensive, regrettable purchase.
Did you?
Yeah, a few years ago, I've only just sold it on eBay. A few years ago, I bought for me anyway, because it was a few hundred pounds. It was a very expensive watch that it was really chunky. I actually fell in love with the, just looking at it on the picture. Just thought, oh, that is such a stylish watch. I really want it. It had a gorgeous orange face.
Yeah.
It had a ceramic. I think that word sold it to me as well, because you don't often see, you know, it wasn't stainless steel. This was a ceramic bracelet in this kind of like granite, graphite grey, and it just looked gorgeous. And I thought, oh, I really like that. And I bought it. I tried it on. It was like extremely loose. So I took it to the jewellers, got them to take some of the links out so it fit a bit. I don't like.
Yeah.
Hangy jewellery, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
So I got them to take some links out, got it back from the jewellers, and it wasn't as snug as sort of, I'm showing you my watch, but my watch fits snugly around the wrist. It doesn't move at all. And so, but this one still hung, and she said, well, that's the way you kind of wear them. Yeah. And so I walked out of the jewellers with it, and after about 10 minutes, I thought, I really don't like this. I don't. And then I sat there kicking myself because I thought, you don't wear bracelets anyway. You're not a bracelet chap.
No,
why have you gone and bought a really expensive bracelet
just because you like for marketing? We hate ourselves for it.
It just looks so nice on the.
I know.
Don't send me stuff. Don't send me stuff you want to sell on an email, because that's that's my downfall.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. I've got one more, and then we'll do the listing.
Got
shall we? A pet rock. Have you ever seen those? You get a cardboard box with holes in it so the rock can breathe because it's a pet, and you're buying a stone, but it's a pet rock only because it says it on the box. So this is my pet rock. But even better, you can have a pet rock that's also a USB connector. So you could have a pet rock next to your laptop and use it as a memory device, so it'll store stuff.
Yeah, so that would have sold it to me.
Yeah, would it?
If I was going through me rock phase, I'd have gone, oh yeah, that's good,
So you could store all your rock music on that, couldn't you?
If it was round, right?
Yeah. I think
I'm I'll just send some smoke signals on this one. If it was round, you could roll it across the desk. Could save your rock and roll to it.
Oh, fantastic.
Yeah.
On that note, I think that's enough, isn't it? I think we've done this one to death. Graham, could you give us the events listing?
Okay.
Because this is, after all, the best events listing.
It is, isn't it? Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Apparently.
Yeah. Okay, so the first one, thinking Adam, Cathacali meets Carnival. Essentially, it is stunning photographs exploiting the rituals and customs of Cathacali and Carnival. Exhibition opens until the 8th of October. It's on now. It's hosted by the new Carnival Company over in Dimbler Museum and Galleries. Later on in August, there's the Sandown Carnival Family Beach Sports. On August the 30th at Eastern Gardens Beach, Wednesday. It's a Wednesday. It's 2 o'clock in the afternoon. If you fancy some beach sports, get down there. The Little Mix Experience is on Friday the 1st of September at Medina Theatre. Later on in September, there's the Vegetable Variety Show.
No.
Yeah, it's at Wolverton Manor. It's at the Wolverton Manor Garden Fair, so that obviously means that the Wolverton Manor Garden Fair is also on that weekend. So that would be the second and third.
It's not like Cabbages miming to hits, is it? Hit songs.
What, the Vegetable Variety Show?
Yeah.
No. I just thought of something very non-PC in my head, so I'm not going to say anything now. what else have we got coming up? The James Corey Band this Saturday. The Corey Band made history in 2016 by winning an elusive Grand Slam and becoming the first band in history to be quadruple champions, simultaneously holding the National, the Open, European and Brass in concert titles.
No.
Yeah, so they must be, like, really, really good.
It should be.
And must be worth going along and having a listen to.
Where's that again?
That's at Medina Theatre. It's on Saturday, 26th of August, this weekend. Uh-huh. The James Taylor Quartet is due over at Medina Theatre, as is Last Night at the Proms. The Greatest Love of All, the Whitney Houston Show, and Dodgy.
Really?
In September, yeah.
Oh, you'll be there for that.
Sounds a bit dodgy, don't it?
Yeah.
In movies this week, you've got Annabelle, Atomic Blonde, Despicable Me 3, Dunkirk, Everything, Girls Trip, Spider-Man Homecoming,
yeah.
The Big Sick, The Dark Tower, The Emoji Movie.
Oh, yeah. Lol.
Happy Face.
Yeah.
Happy Face Thumbs Up. All that sort of stuff.
Yeah.
The Hitman's Bodyguard, Nut Job 2, War for the Planet of the Apes is on this week as well. So yeah, lots of stuff on.
Okay.
What else is on? Food Bank Blues in September the 14th. The Portsmouth Vegan Festival is on in September as well. And we've just done Last Night at the Proms and stuff, haven't we? So
we've got the Victorious Festival this weekend, isn't it? Over the water.
Yes.
Speaking of the water, did you see that aircraft carrier coming in?
I saw it on the interweb.
Yeah. I saw it from...
Pretty big.
I saw
Which one are we talking about, by the way? The American one or the UK one?
American one? No.
Because that was massive.
The UK. Queen Elizabeth HMS.
Mm.
Well, I saw it out in the channel, and I didn't know I'd seen it, because I said to my wife, we were out walking the dog, I thought, that's a bit like a warship out there, I said. It must be a frigate, I said to her.
Just watch your language while we're on air.
Yeah. She said, well, there's no need to be like that.
Yeah.
But yeah,
you must get up and walk the dog at 5 o'clock in the morning if you saw it at the English Channel.
Yeah. No, this was the day before.
All right,
it was out doing manoeuvres apparently.
But was it?
All I could see, because it was so far off.
Well, like three-point turns and UEs and stuff.
Turns, yeah, emergency stops.
Yeah.
Yeah, wheelies.
Handbrake turns.
Right. Oh, let's have some music. Come on. Enough's enough.
We've not got a closing jingle.
Oh, don't start. www.vectisradio.com.